It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So did you watch any of the midterm convention last night? I think it can all be summed up in one line and one line only. That seemed to steal the show.
So if the Republicans win, you win with us and you get $5,000. It will be called the Trump dividend. We'll call it the Trump dividend.
All right. Now, everybody, well, the Democrats have lost their loving minds. He's bribing people. Oh, yeah? You mean like Obama did with Obamacare? Vote for me and I'll give you free health care? Really? You mean like Clinton did? You mean like George W. Bush did when he gave everybody $2,000? Oh, and then turned around and taxed them for it in their next year's tax returns. That's the thing that worries me. If we do get the $5,000, is that going to be applied as income and be taxed at like a gift tax rate, 40%? That's what I don't want to see happen. Anyway, we're going to get into that all coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. You can also send something or communicate with me on Facebook, if you'd prefer to do that, or on X Profiles. I get a lot of people calling me in the breaks and calling after hours and calling before the show. I can't get through during the time, so here. Then that's a good idea, is to send me an email or to send me something like that. And I've got plenty to get to, by the way, today, too. So we will talk about that. So what stole the show in the Republican midterm convention last night, and what Trump said, and what the left is trying to make it sound like he said are two different things. He didn't say, I'm going to give you $5,000 cash. So it'll be in the form of a rebate. A rebate that probably will be underwritten by all the tariff money we have been receiving. Oh, and here's the other thing. He didn't say that you would get the money. He said he promises he will try to get you the money, which means he can't do anything without Congress. So what he's trying to say is, make sure we have a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and then I can push this through. That's what he was saying. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. I've got an update on the investigative misconduct investigation going on against Danny Williams. I don't know if you remember, we used to have a guy who did morning radio here in Oklahoma, and his name was Danny Williams. And he sounded like this toward the end of his life. God bless him. Well, it's not that Danny Williams. It's Representative Danny Williams. And what is he accused of doing? And did he actually do it? Well, wait a minute. I thought that we're supposed to give anybody who's accused of anything the benefit of the doubt. I mean, isn't that what the Lindsey Clancy jury keeps saying nobody's being compassionate about? There's no compassion in the courtroom. Speaking of which, Lindsey Clancy's lawyer has a new strategy he has announced. And it just keeps getting better and better and better. We'll get into it coming up. OU slipped in a recent college football poll. All right, it's the first weekend of football season, and they weren't even playing a conference game. They were playing University of Texas El Paso. Yeah, but they won. They should score high. No, they didn't win. Well, they won. They shut them out. But, I mean, my high school team could probably play the University of Texas El Paso. Sorry. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves here. A little later on, I've got the story of a kind and loving relationship between two very close brothers. It will warm your heart. And it's coming up on Freedom 96.9. You also, for the first time, probably haven't noticed, the first time in 50 years, the U.S. has experienced negative immigration. What does that mean? And what is the main cause? Also coming up. Anything else you want to chat about? Hey, that's what the open line is all about. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So at last night's keynote speech from President Trump at the Republican midterm convention, Donald Trump delivered the keynote speech in a day up that the GOP's inaugural midterm convention, alternating between touting his successes in office and rallying thousands of other supporters for the Republican candidates ahead of the general election. As I mentioned yesterday, you may not know this in election history, but ever since 1938, Republicans have lost House and Senate seats in the midterms. They may have won the presidency, but then they turn around and they lose the House. And it is a consistent trend. Trump is trying to end that trend. And I don't know that he will have a hard time doing it, given how many communists are running on the Democrat side. Because all he has to do is point out that he's not a communist, and neither is anybody that's running on the Republican ticket. But that's also why he did not invite, or maybe he did and they chose not to, many of the seats that are going to be, that are not threatened. None of the Oklahoma delegates are down, or if they're down there, they weren't invited down there specifically to boost their campaign, because Trump knows and the RNC knows that they're likely to win. It's states like Michigan where it's really close and in the margin of error. Some of the Texas races are close. And he wants to hang on to Texas, and he would love to pick up Michigan. So he's trying to make it look like the Republican Party is unified, it's got a platform, and the rest of those guys are communists. And I think he'll succeed. The convention continues tonight. There'll be some more guest speakers, but it's just a quick two-day thing. I've heard criticism. Why is he wasting so much money? This is why. James Carville, and you've heard me quote him before, the godfather of the Democrat Party, was in a debate with an upstart Democrat who was trying to say, oh, we need to be more progressive, we need to be more open, we need to be this, we need to be that. And Carville said, no, we don't. You need to do one thing and one thing only. Win elections. And he's right. You can't do anything as a political party or as a political movement or even as a candidate unless you win elections. And that's what Trump's trying to do. He's trying to do so in ways that have never been done in the Republican Party before. And also in with an attitude that the Republican Party's never had. You've got to focus on winning the election, because if you don't win the election, it doesn't mean anything else. Now, how you win that election is what is also important. The thing with the Democrat Party lately is they've been focusing more on demographics and finding ways to manipulate the system. Trump is not trying to manipulate the system. He's trying to flood the zone, as it were. He's trying to put so much money into the campaign and so many issues that everybody cares about in the campaign that nobody has a choice but to vote Republican. Even the independents, and that's really who they're after. They're not after the never-Trumpers. They're not after the people that are already going to vote Republican. They're after the independents who are kind of on the fence and swinging. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What do you think of the midterm election convention? Is it a waste of money or not? Got an update on the legislative misconduct investigation coming up. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, this is Rowdy, leaving Thunderbird up here.
Good to hear from you, Rowdy.
Yeah, I got two things here. I think this is the anniversary of Charlie Kirk getting shot.
It is. It is. And it's and the one-year anniversary, and it is. I was on the air when it happened. And I remember the first thing I remember reading about it when I saw the headline was saying a little prayer. I hope he's okay. We did not know how bad things were. And then when I saw the video of what had happened, I said, they snapped his neck in two. There's no way he survived that. No way.
Yeah. And there's, you know, conspiracies about how what was and stuff like that, but we won't get into that. But what I was wanting to get
into... Well, I'll just get into it and say they have been started by people who are trying to get that nitwit off by trying to create reasonable doubt. That's what all that's about.
Yeah, it might be. The way I was going to... I heard Trump doing a speech, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, if I win the House and the Senate, and da-da-da-da, I'm going to give everybody...
Every working
person so much money, something like that.
$5,000.
I thought then the Democrats going to jump all over that, like in buying a vote? Because
well, they already have. They already have, Rudy.
I know.
Yeah. Now,
have they?
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's not going to be cash. It's going to be a tax rebate.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a deduction of what you owe from your, because it's your money anyway. So basically what it'll be is the government will take $5,000 less than it normally takes out of the money it's already setting aside from your check.
Yeah, and they're already sitting out saying, well, we don't have that in our budget. We can't do that. We can't afford that.
Well, we do. We do, and it's coming from the tariffs. This is why people don't seem to understand how many billions of dollars in tariffs we already have rolling in right now. We don't need Canada's tariffs. That's not what this is about. We don't want money from Canada. We want Canada to give us fair trade. We give them free trade. They don't give us free trade. It isn't a money issue. We don't need Canada's money. We can, as Trump said, we can definitely do without them. But what it is, it's about this is how much money we are bringing in with tariffs.
Yeah, right. And I just heard that, and I thought, because he said once before he was going to give us a tariff check, and then the Democrats squashed that.
Well, but you see, you understand what he's saying here. He's saying if Republicans win the midterms, have the Congress that will pass that bill or pass that measure, and they will gladly do it as a thank you note to the American people.
Yeah, I can understand it. I can see that. When I heard that, I go, oh, gosh, the Democrats are going to jump all over.
I don't know if it'll happen, and I don't know. It might be restricted to people who make under $75,000. I don't know. And it may not affect retirees. I don't know. There'll be caveats attached to it, but I don't doubt that it'll happen if Republicans win the midterms. And this is aimed at motivating those independents that are listening to the affordability argument.
Just heard that. I'll being retired. I'll probably end up having to pick mine up.
Probably. And you know what? I told the lovely wife, she and I probably make too much money. There's probably going to be a cap on how much per household or whatever. Or it'll be significantly reduced. I don't care. That's fine. I'll take anything they give us because technically, Rowdy, it's our money anyway. Okay?
Exactly.
On April 15th, the government just decides how much of our money they're going to keep. So that's the bottom line. Now, here's what I don't want to happen, and it's the trick that George W. Bush would play. I'm going to give every American $2,000. Well, he gave everybody a $2,000 rebate, and then he turned right around the next year and he taxed us on it. That I don't want to happen. So that's if this is a dividend, this is not income. This is shared money that is coming from American cash flow, just like if I were working for a company that I own stock in and they gave out a dividend, I would get that dividend. So,
but they tend to reward the people who do the less, and seems like, I'll probably not get that. I'll probably end up, you know, there'll be some loophole that I don't get. I'm retired.
Well, you're on Social Security, right?
I am on Social Security and retirement, yes.
Yeah, and your Social Security has been taxed, so maybe you'll get a break there.
Maybe, because that's another thing. Taxing Social Security and retirement on stuff
that
I've already paid.
That is as unconstitutional to me as property tax. Thank you. By the way, thank you, Bill Clinton. He's the one who started that. That's how Bill Clinton paid for all of the goodies he gave out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that when I heard it, I went, my gosh, they're going to jump all over this.
They already have. But they can't say that it's a gift because, A, it's been done before by George W. Bush, And B, it's a dividend. So what it is, and C, it's already our money. It's going to be in the form of a tax rebate that of the government just not taking as much out of our check or giving us back what it normally would not give back in the form of a tax rebate. It's already our money. We have to stop thinking of this as, well, it's the government's money. I already gave the government their money. No, it's our money until April 15th.
Yeah, for 30 years I've paid in.
Yeah.
And I said, I wait till April to see how much of my money I get back.
Yeah.
And there for a while I started claiming 99 dependents. That way I said, I'll pay it in at the end of the year.
Well, it's always infuriated me because if I were giving that much money to a bank, I would at least expect 2 to 3% in interest.
And not only that, they make you pay to, if you don't electronically file now, you have to pay to do that. They make you pay for the stamp. You have to go pick the books up, pay for the stamp. This year they turned around and they sent all my 1099s on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And my computer is my phone.
Yeah.
They said, well, print it out. I don't have it. So I'm trying to get that all together so that I can file my taxes from last year because, you know, I have to call them and do a special thing and mail that to me. I don't want you to computerize it to me.
Now, lovely wife does my taxes now, and she does it all electronically, and I let her handle it, and she's fine with that. But when I was single and I didn't have that many assets, I always filled out Form 1040 EZ, and I all but filled it out in crayon just to be obnoxious. And I would wait till the last day. I'd wait till April 15th, just before 6 p.m., and I would manually bring it into the post office to have it postmarked at the very last minute manually because I wasn't going to let them have any more of my money than they were going to get until the last minute. There was just a principle.
Like something Rowdy would do.
Yeah.
I used to do that, and I used to wait and do mine. And like I said, this year I haven't filed it. And then if I don't file it in time, if I owe them money, they penalize the crap out of me. If they owe me money, you didn't get filed in time. We're not giving you a rebate.
1040, when I was filing 1040 easy, maybe I got $20 back. Whoop-de-doo. So...
And it cost you $110 to file it if you didn't do it yourself.
Yeah, well, that's back before digital filing. And then, again, I married the lovely wife. She started doing everything computerized. I let her handle it. And she's always been able to find a way to get us money back. We've never had to pay.
Well, put in a good word for me. I'll bring my sack of receipts down here and make sure
the problem. that's the other thing. I promise you, if I'm ever audited, that IRS agent will be in the fetal position in the corner crying for mommy. Because the lovely wife keeps every single receipt, and she can prove when we took a loss when we didn't have to, and she can prove when we didn't make money when we could have. So
I like you got a winner there.
I do, brother. I do. That's why I ask her. Hey, hon, I'm going to spend $50 this weekend buying this tool. Is that okay? Why are you bothering me with that? Because.
All right. Bye. Bring it up. Have a good one.
You too, man. Thanks a lot. I hope everybody gets something. Everybody gets something to them. Again, it's your money. We don't have a spending problem. We don't have a taxing problem in this country. We have a spending problem. 405-608-4377. What do you think on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9?
I'll have some catastrophic coverage followed by some maybe some low-deductible ambulance insurance. And if you can, maybe throw in a couple of doctor's visits extra, if you please. Thanks.
Yeah, signing up for Medicare for some people is, they think it's as easy as ordering from fast food. It's not. It can be pretty complicated. And if you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts trying to say, hey, come with us. We'll show you how it's done. Now, they don't care about you. They don't care that you get all the services you have coming to you. They're just trying to get you to go with them. And they don't even live and work here in Oklahoma. That's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in. They do and have been for over 30 years. I think it's going on over 40 years. But I don't want to prematurely age Eunice Corey and her staff any more than they already are because they are well-preserved and you can be too. If you call 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, it's not fast food. It is a very specific dining experience when you sign up for Medicare through the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790 and bon appetit.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Every stop on Route 66 has something, but this one's got a little bit of everything. A giant wheel that's hard to miss. A midway buzzing with rides and games. Music, livestock, and something fried in every direction. Welcome to
Midway of Mother Road.
The Oklahoma State Fair, where every day is worth the trip. Starting with Thrifty Thursdays, sponsored by Tinker Federal Credit Union on both Thursdays. Celebrate Military Monday. Taste of the Fair Tuesday with $4 admission and select food items. Senior Day on Wednesday. Save every day with our little book of big deals. A $250 value for just $5. The Oklahoma State Fair, September 17th through the 27th. Official soft drink of the Oklahoma State Fair.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillback. Coming up on your TGIF Friday morning, it's First Responder Friday. This week, one local firefighter died while battling a massive wildfire. We'll talk with his chief about the dangers of the job and the legacy he leaves behind. Plus, we'll cover all the news you may have missed overnight and deep dive into the stories that most affect you, your family, and your wallet. It all starts at 7 o'clock Friday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
This is the greatest land in the history of mankind. And if that bothers you, your communist and hippie buddies should get the hell off it.
Adam Carolla last night at the midterm convention in I think they're in the American Airlines Center. In Dallas, Lee Matthews Drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Linda writes, Lee, please share on social media the list of Cindy Munson voting record that you read the other day. Yes, Cindy, thank you. I'm sorry, Linda, yeah. Cindy Munson voted to allow men to participate in women's sports, voted for churches to be deemed non-essential and be closed during COVID, voted to deny the necessity of parental consent for vaccines on their own children, voted for record high property taxes, voted for reducing Oklahoma income tax, voted against reducing income taxes, voted against women's rights to pull a firearm without firing it, voting to require hospitals to show the cost of regularly forming procedures, against it, by the way. She voted for free speech for college students. I'm sorry, against free speech for college students, against required photo ID, and so on and so forth. I've got the list posted on my Facebook page, so have a look at that if you want the whole thing. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is telling supporters that although his name is not on the November ballot, they should vote as if it is.
Republicans gathered Wednesday in Dallas for the party's first midterm convention, an event built to spotlight Trump in the final stretch of the election cycle. Trump acknowledged the historical challenge facing the party that controls the White House during midterms, declaring, "We are going to change that." He also repeated familiar themes like border security, tax cuts, and energy production, and even promised $5,000 dividend checks for adults if Republicans retain Congress, without explaining how the plan would be funded. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Meta has a new AI agent that's designed to be a personal assistant.
Muse is being powered by the company's AI model, Muse Spark. It comes at a time when Meta is struggling to convince consumers and courts that it can be trusted with sensitive personal data. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
A few years back, a severe wind and hailstorm tore through my neighborhood and ripped off half the shingles right off my roof. I figured my insurance company would do the right thing. I'd paid my premiums for years. I was wrong. They lowballed me. They delayed. They acted like the damage was somehow my fault. And I'm a lawyer. I do this for a living. If they'll fight me that hard, imagine what they'll do to a family who's never been through it. That's exactly why I do what I do. When the storm passes and the insurance company starts giving you the runaround, you do not have to face them alone. At McIntyre Law, we know their playbook because we've lived it too. Call us. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding. Call us at 405-777-7000. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. A multi-vehicle crash involving an Embark bus caused major delays on I-44 in southwest Oklahoma City Wednesday morning, with authorities saying as many as 8 vehicles were involved near the I-40 interchange. Traffic backed up for miles stretching beyond I-240. Despite the size of the crash, officials reported no injuries, luckily. Crews spent the morning clearing the scene, reopening lanes, with the cause of the crash or additional details having yet to be released. Multiple departments responded Monday after a structure fire in Logan County spread into a wildfire. Officials say the fire moved quickly, crossing roads and igniting trees and brush before being contained. 12 of the county's 14 fire departments assisted in the response, while additional firefighters protected nearby neighborhoods. Firefighters returned the following day to monitor for hotspots. A proposed data center project could bring major changes to Enid if approved by city leaders. Project Thunderbird would build 4 large data center campuses over the next 5 to 7 years, creating more than 600 permanent jobs and thousands of construction jobs. Developers say the project would generate its own power using natural gas and wouldn't burden the existing electrical grid. The proposal will require rezoning approval before moving forward, with supporters believing the project could strengthen Enid's economy and support Vance Air Force Base operations. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee, free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
I've got an update on that legislative misconduct investigation going on against Representative Daniel Williams. No, not the Danny Williams that used to do morning radio here in Oklahoma, but I'm talking about Representative Danny Williams. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect humidity with partial sunshine and a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be clear, warm, and humid with a low of 73. Saturday will have some sun, then clouds with a stray thunderstorm. It will be hot and breezy in the morning with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
My friends, we live in the finest country in the history of the world. And we're no longer going to apologize for that.
That is Representative Brandon Gill of Texas addressing the crowd last night at the midterm convention. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Trump stole the show by offering a promise to give everybody a $5,000 reward for making sure that Republicans stay in power when it comes to the House and the Senate. And I believe he will do that in the form of a tax rebate. That'll be the easiest way for it to be done. I have so many questions that haven't been answered, but I think it's a skillful political move to try to get into the heads of the independent voters who have not made up their mind in certain critical districts. Critical districts like Texas, critical districts like Michigan, critical districts like some in Virginia, and so on, that he knows he wants to either convert or definitely down and out win. Trump does not want to become the lame duck president that many presidents have become after the midterms going back to 1938. Usually, going back to 1938, if a Republican president won, they usually lost the House in the midterms. And you can almost go back and look at it going all the way back that far with every president. So he's trying to prevent that, and that's why he's making this big PR push. That's why he made a two-hour speech touting all of his accomplishments. He's basically trying to say a vote for Republicanism is a vote for me. And he knows it'll work. He also knows he's not going to be president again, so he needs to use as much of that political clout and power as he can while he can. We also need to get rid of the never-Trumpers like John Thune, because the John Thunes of the world are the ones that are preventing the Save America Act and many of the other things that the president wants to get through. He really just has to go. If your whole being is just to stop President Trump from doing anything, well, that's not serving the people of your constituency. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. Quincy writes, Lee, this is what half the country sees when they look at Mamdani. Not a progressive, not a fresh face, a man who soft-pedals the enemies of this country, standing over the names of Americans who burned alive in 9/11. Never forget what's supposed to mean something. No photo ops for people who treat America's dead like a backdrop. You don't get to lay flowers on the graves of the people your ideology cheers against and calling it healing. Get him away from that wall. Ground Zero is sacred ground, not a staging ground for American haters. I hadn't looked at it like that, Quincy. The first thing in me was, okay, he's the mayor, so he needs to show up to something major like this that's happening in his city. But everything you say about what he has said about the people who perished in 9/11 is true. Now, there's the argument, well, he was only 9 years old. He may not have known what was going on at the time. Well, as mayor of New York, the epicenter of what happened, he should know. It's like the people who were critical of Martin Luther King Day. Well, I wasn't alive when Martin Luther King was shot, so I don't think he ought to have a holiday. Well, that's immaterial. One has nothing to do with the other. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Speaking of the convention, the website indicates that 109 items and or speakers are going to be featured total across the two nights. President Trump and fellow Republican leaders are hoping to galvanize support ahead of the critical November elections and highlight what they view as the best reasons to vote for the candidates. Here is the platform. Working family tax relief, waste and fraud, anti-corruption, education, freedom, and faith, promises made, promises kept, legislative delivery, national pride, election integrity, trade and reshoring, food security and public health, sports as a unifying force, border security, honoring Charlie Kirk, medical reform, health care affordability, prescription drug costs, criminal justice, economic expansion, domestic manufacturing, congressional reform in the form of banning stock trade, 9/11 remembrance, and the party agenda for the future. Now, what are you hearing out of the communists? You're not hearing anything out of the communists except
the political deployment of GOP-1s is fascistic, not because individuals take them, but because the conditions under which they become necessary are shaped by a world fixated on genociding fat people.
They're more worried about genociding fat people. They're more worried about defunding the police. They're more worried about eliminating the Senate. They're more worried about stacking the Supreme Court. They're more worried about opening the borders. They're more worried about getting rid of ICE. They become the party of negativism, not the party of what we want to do for the American people. 405-608-4377. It still will be a tough putt in states like Michigan, where a lot of Muslims live in little pockets and enclaves throughout the city and throughout the state. And they all have this tribalism philosophy, and they all vote the same, regardless of what the issue is. So that'll be something that they have to take on. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews, Raymond in Edmond. Hello, Raymond. Thank you for hanging on and for joining us today.
I got a $50 bill from the Turnpike Authority. I never had my truck on the turnpike.
It sounds like they have got either somebody with a similar number and the plate pay misread it, or somebody has been reissued a license number that once upon a time was yours.
Well, what can I do about it?
Well, you call them and you tell them, A, you've never been on the turnpike, and B, take a picture, if you can, of your license number and send it to them and show them that it is that is your license number, not the one they're accusing you of having.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I can get a legal aid on it.
Well, what they probably will do is just drop the charge.
Set a button and tell all your friends.
Last time I had a conflict with them, that's what I did. I said, look, this isn't my license number. I took pictures of my license numbers. I sent them to them, and they said, oh, sorry, and that was the end of the issue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your show.
I appreciate you listening.
I listen to it all the time.
How long ago did you get this bill?
Oh, a few days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, give them a call. Fight it, man. Don't pay it. Fight it.
Do you know TPA's number?
No, but it should be on that bill.
Yeah, I'll get the bill.
Yeah, it's on the bill. If you have any questions, okay, call blah, 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 blah.
Well, then, I was never on the interstate, mm-hmm, on a turnpike.
Yeah. Yep. Now that they have plate pay can often misread the license plates.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, often they do. And then they try to attach it to you. I've had it happen, and the lovely wife's had it happen. And both the times we took pictures of our plates, and we both have pike passes, so that also was on our side. We said, look, we got pike passes too, and you can look up our pike pass records, and if they don't jive, then you're the one with the problem, not us.
Yeah, well, I think TPA is a pain in the ass.
No, they are. No doubt about it.
Okay.
Hope that helps, Raymond.
Okay.
Glad you're listening in Edmond on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Nita in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Well, I just wanted to mention regarding Raymond's call.
Yeah.
There is some kind of a scam going around that is trying to bill people for what they're calling turnpike fees, but it's not from Pike Pass. It's from some other company. It is a scam. So he might be careful when he does it, or at least look at the bill and make sure it's Oklahoma Pike Pass.
Yeah. I've had that happen. I've had them try to pop me for a vehicle I sold. And I kept the license plate because I know you're supposed to do that so that the new owner will go and pay their taxes and register it. And so what they ended up doing I called them and told them the whole thing, and then I gave them my Pike Pass number, and they knew what that was. And, oh, okay, and they just let me go on my merry way. But it was clearly Oklahoma Turnpike Authority so if there's a scam right now, that's even more reason to call them and see what the hell's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely so.
Did it happen to you?
I got the bill for it, but it definitely wasn't Pike Pass. And I actually heard on the news also, they were talking about it on the news.
Yeah.
So I know something big is going around like that. So
yeah.
I thought I'd mention it.
Yep. They can buy a mailing list anywhere. And then they know most people in Oklahoma drive on the turnpikes. And so they also know how the system works, and send them what looks like a bill. That's another reason why I have a Pike Pass. Now, I don't drive on the turnpikes that much, not as much as I used to, because I sat down one year and saw how much I was paying per year on turnpike fees. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to drive on a turnpike unless I absolutely positively have to. But
right. I think the scam started when Pike Pass started. They took away where you actually pay there at the pike. You know,
yeah,
and they just bill you automatically.
Yeah. Plate
and
pay.
That is when the scam.
Plate pay.
Yes, plate
mm-hmm.
pay, exactly. And that is when it started. Is I think people knew that if they were on the turnpike, they'll get some kind of a bill like that, and they started like sending
them
out.
And you
like,
know, plate pay is far more expensive than just if you had a, if you have a Pike Pass.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more expensive.
I have a Pike Pass.
No, I have a niece who bought a Pike Pass to Oklahoma because she was going to be driving to Missouri and she didn't want to pay the extra plate pay fees. And I said, I don't blame you.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So,
yeah. Well, there was one other topic from yesterday that I wanted to mention on. I don't know if it's appropriate to talk about it today.
No, go ahead. What you got?
Yeah, it's just all this about the woman who murdered her children.
Lindsay Clay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's actually everything. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are, because it seems like all these initiatives, like let's, you know, pardon her, and then we are all about the abortion drug. And it seems like all of this stuff that we're doing nowadays is like decreasing the population. And I was curious if you thought that there was anything intentional about that.
I think there's what is intentional about it is that we're not willing to observe law and order any longer, and that
right.
and that feelings are more important than law and order, and feelings are more important than what makes sense. And
right.
and I'm continually frustrated by it. Okay, the attitude from many of the supporters of Lindsey Clancy is that, okay, if you're a man, you have no right to criticize a woman going through postpartum depression because you've never felt postpartum depression. To which I would respond, well, good, at least we agree that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And that usually
That's
makes
right.
them even more mad when you throw their own logic back in their face. So
that is a true statement. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, congratulations. We agree. You're saying a man is a man and a woman is a woman. I agree
That's
with
right.
you on that. I agree. I have never felt postpartum depression, but let's turn this thing on its end. If I were a
yeah.
male veteran returning from a very brutal battle and had PTSD, which is also a depression. Okay, a stress disorder, just like postpartum depression is a stress disorder. And I were taking a handful of drugs that would make me hallucinate and make me kill my wife. Would you be as willing to let me off as you're letting her off? And I think
right.
the answer is no. I think the answer is no, because I'm a man and I should know better. I'm the hunter-gatherer of the family. I'm the provider of the family. Well, what is a mother to three children? A provider.
Well, you're only a man when you're a man, when it's convenient for you to be a man.
Well, and then...
that seems to be the philosophy.
And then, Anita, there's just too much in there that doesn't make sense. When her husband called to check on her, she didn't say, oh, my God, I'm feeling weird. I think I may have done something terrible. Please come home at once. Or... I had voices in my head that were telling me things, and I think I acted upon it. She didn't do any of that. She lied to him. Now, what
she
happens?
Could have even I'm so sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, Anita, what do you do when you lie? When you lie, there's two things going on. Either you're trying to spare somebody's feelings, or you know what you did is wrong, and you're trying to cover it up.
right. I believe she knows exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, I don't think she was trying to spare his feelings. I don't think she was trying to spare his feelings.
I would have forgiven her if she would have left those children all by themselves.
Yes.
And just abandoned them.
Yes.
I would have been far more happy.
I've seen that happen in my own family.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
A distant relative of mine's wife, after having a very sloppy, late-term miscarriage,
right,
all of a sudden decided, this is not for me. I'm such a horrible mother, I couldn't carry this baby. I'm not fit to be a mother, and she left. And that was it. Okay, I get that more than I get, let me strangle this child so I will no longer be a mother.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And you know it didn't happen instantaneous. I mean, I don't know the whole facts about anything, but I can't even comprehend.
Well, I read the facts about
it. Being able to see their faces.
Yeah, I read the facts about it, Anita, and I still don't get it because, they're claiming she didn't have a support system. She went to 5 doctors.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. And she lied to each one of them about what medication she was on so she could get more medication. She had a husband who quit his job to work from home so he could take care of the kids and she wouldn't have to.
Right.
He, before that, bought her, took care of hiring not one, but 2 nannies at 2 different times to take care of the kids for her. You can't sit here and tell me, oh, she didn't have a support system. You don't understand.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
She knew what she was doing. It was premeditated, and she was trying to cover it. She knew Massachusetts law, and she manipulated it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was cheering on the one holdout. And then the latest argument I keep hearing, Anita, is, well, he never cited anything that was of evidence. What about the evidence I just laid out?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't even know the facts, but I could tell you that I admired him as well. I think it's, you know, for him to hold his ground and stand by his beliefs and this whole, I don't know. It's just if everybody was pardoned because they had something mentally wrong with them, we would all be in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it would just,
that would not,
it,
yeah,
it would just.
It wouldn't fly if it were me. And
it sure
and,
wouldn't.
And then this juror yesterday.
They had no character witnesses in regard to Lindsay of being a bad mother. I mean, right out of the gate. So I found it to be biased, just without a heart. And from statement one, mm-hmm, there is no compassion in this courtroom right now.
The prosecution's not supposed to be compassionate. They're trying to send this person to jail. A character witness that she was a bad mother? It doesn't matter if she was a bad mother. She killed her children.
Yeah. I couldn't.
And
agree
biased? They are biased. They're trying to send this woman to jail. That's what. And then the defense is biased in the other direction. And you, as a juror, it's your job to decide who is correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it sounded like the judge, if nothing else, the judge understood it because while they were blaming the juror for just not listening to the mm-hmm instructions properly, you know, he would not have just declared it a mistrial, right?
Yeah.
Had he not also agreed that there was some kind of a logical decision there.
I think the judge agreed that you can have doubts. It's the word reasonable.
Right.
Okay. Your doubt, it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, that one juror had doubts about whether this woman was telling the truth or not.
Right.
But they weren't beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
Which is why he didn't shift his opinion. And just because 11 people are telling you you're wrong doesn't mean you're wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've seen the movie.
Yep.
Twelve
Angry Men.
Twelve Angry Men. We should learn from it. So,
thank you for hanging on, Anita. I got to run, but I'm glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9.
Thank you as well.
Bye. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hello. We are glad that you called. Your business is important to us. That's why you're not talking to a human being, but some sort of automated or artificial intelligence. You know it when you hear it. It's Lee Matthews for Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group answers their own phone. And then they talk to you in person. And if you want to come by and look at their selection of Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodge, Rams, Chevrolets, they will set up the appointment for you so they can give you their individual attention. You see, they do it like nobody else has ever done it before. Well, they're doing it like they've always done it for the last 100 years. The thing is that the industry's changed to the point where they're ignoring what makes sense to you. More businesses, including the car business, are not concerned with what the customer wants. They're concerned with what their MBA board of directors wants. That's not what's going on at the Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group. They are a short drive, just minutes from anywhere you are in Oklahoma City. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Give them a call because they'll answer their phone.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Don't miss the savings at H&H Shooting Sports this month. I'm Lee Matthews. The Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus 9mm bundle with six total mags and a Save Your Range bag is on sale for $444.99. The Beretta A300 Ultima 12-gauge shotgun, now just $849.99. And you've got to check out the great deals in the safe department, where you can take 15% off all Liberty Colonial Series safes. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
When you give to OMRF, 100% of your dollars are used to fuel medical research and create discoveries in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And with every tax-deductible donation, you can also receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. The more you give, the more you save. And the more we help everyday people live longer, healthier lives. Make a difference today by donating at omrf.org.
What a great day to be an American. Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band. And on Monday, enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to majored.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
They count your vote in November. We amplify your voice 365 days a year. This is Oklahoma City's 100,000-watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The IRGC is a spokesperson, the parliament is a spokesperson, and they also have a president who came out and essentially said, we'd like to go back to the MOU. What does Secretary of State Marco Rubio say about that?
Well, look, I mean, that ship in many ways has sailed, no pun intended, with regards to the Straits. At the core issue here is they're never going to have a nuclear weapon. I have to remind people that continuously. This is all about the fact that they want to possess a nuclear weapon and threaten the world with it, and we'll never allow that to happen.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
This weekend, you will see a lot of motorcyclists riding around raising money for the first responders and the First Responders Museum. I'm going to be broadcasting live at the Firefighters Memorial Museum Saturday from 11 until 1. That's where one of the stops will be. And you'll probably see them doing it, and that's what they're doing. It's the 19th annual Ride to Remember. You can still be a part of it by going to RTROK.com if you're a rider, and I'll see you this weekend.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Firefighters in northeast Oklahoma City contained a grass fire Wednesday afternoon. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Today marks 1 year since conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot to death during a public speaking event on the campus of Utah Valley University.
The 31-year-old left behind a wife, Erica Kirk, now CEO of his Turning Point USA organization, and their two young children. Reflecting on this week's anniversary in an essay for the New York Times, Erica Kirk noted that the grief is there always, but said she's learning that mourning and living life at the same time are part of the rhythm of grief. President Trump mourned Charlie Kirk's passing at the time, calling the incident a dark moment for America and saying his voice had now become bigger and grander than ever before. Tyler Robinson, the man charged with Kirk's murder, has pleaded not guilty. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The shooting of a coyote in Studio City, California, is prompting the offer of a $10,000 reward. Tammy Trujillo explains.
The young coyote was named Wendy by the people in the neighborhood who had seen the animal off and on for the past year. She had a large growth or abscess on her face, and efforts to trap her finally paid off last week. She was taken to Wildlife Care of Southern California, where it was discovered that she had two pellets lodged in her head, causing a severe infection that had destroyed her upper jawbone. Veterinarians said there was nothing they could do to help her, so Wendy was humanely euthanized. Now the founder of Southern California Pit Bull Rescue is offering the reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of whoever shot the coyote.
Louisiana's SpaceX facility is hanging out the now hiring sign.
The spaceport is looking for an external affairs manager for the new launch site for various intersecting business functions. The first job posting comes a few weeks after the announcement of the $100 billion space launch facility in Vermilion Parish. State officials say the completed spaceport will include five launch complexes with two launch pads apiece. I'm Michael Kastner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is the Money Minute. I'm Alan Johnson. 1 minute, your money, and here's what mattered this week. The national debt is now above $40 trillion, and Washington tried to push long-term interest rates down by increasing Treasury bond buybacks. And you know what? It worked for about a day. Then rates moved right back up at the Federal Reserve. There's another number worth watching. The money supply, M2, is growing at about 5.4% from a year ago, and that's the fastest pace in roughly 4 years. And the metals noticed. And gold has been trading above $4,600 an ounce, while silver's been pushing nearly 70. Now, none of that tells us what's happening next week. But put it together, $40 trillion in debt, high borrowing cost, a growing money supply, and precious metals moving higher. Those are the numbers I'll be watching. I'm Alan Johnson, and that's the Money Minute, presented by Heritage Gold Partners at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City man faces multiple charges after police say he led officers on a brief pursuit while allegedly under the influence. Officers found Jose Marez asleep behind the wheel at a traffic light near I-240 in South May. Investigators reported finding marijuana products, suspected THC concentrates, and dozens of pre-rolled marijuana joints in the vehicle. He was arrested on charges including aggravated DUI, eluding police, and possession with intent to distribute. A blood test was also obtained as part of the investigation. Firefighters in northeast Oklahoma City quickly contained a grass fire Wednesday afternoon before it could reach nearby homes, with crews being called to the area of Kelly and Musgrave around noon to find the fire spreading through dry grass. No one was home at the time, and investigators believe an electrical spark near a power line may have started the blaze. Greater Mount Carmel Baptist Church in OKC has its air conditioning back after a local company stepped in to help. The church had been facing a more than $5,000 repair bill after thieves stole copper pipe from its AC unit, leaving members without cooling during the recent heat. Deacon Norris White says the church was cool and comfortable again in time for Sunday service. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
OU slipped in the recent college football poll, but then again, I think my high school could have beat the University of Texas El Paso. Okay, guys, what do you want? More on that coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. I'm Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect humidity with partial sunshine and a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be clear, warm, and humid with a low of 73. Saturday will have some sun, then clouds with a stray thunderstorm. It will be hot and breezy in the morning with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In a world full of noise, you deserve a station that speaks your language. The new Freedom 96.9 brings Oklahoma City the sharpest political insight with unfiltered commentary. We don't just talk about the headlines. We break them down so you know how they affect your daily life. At home, at work, or on the go, wherever you are. The new Freedom 96.9 is real talk for Oklahomans. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Already on the topic buffet, the Trump stole the Republican midterm convention last night when he said that if you vote Republican and Republicans win, he can promise. He didn't say guarantee. He didn't say you will get. He can say he can promise a dividend of $5,000 per working person. That promise, you know what he was saying? He was saying, if you vote Republican and make sure that the Congress stays Republican, I will be able to get a bill through that gives you the $5,000. He also got more into the details about how much money the United States is bringing in when it comes to tariffs. You may not know this. There was not an income tax in the United States until after the Civil War. And then after the Civil War, the United States started really going with the Industrial Revolution. Rest of the world had already kind of started. The United States was a little behind because we were still trying to decide if we're going to be largely agrarian. We were still growing as a country. We didn't have as many of the mills and steam power set up that we needed. But once we started cranking and spanking with the Industrial Revolution, and that was part of Reconstruction, that's when income tax came along. And at first, it was only for the rich. It was only the Andrew Carnegies and the J.P. Morgans of the world who were paying income taxes. People who made only a pocket change, they weren't even taxed. Okay, because we were making enough money through our tariffs, the United States had discovered its industrial might, and it was starting to use that industrial might. It was starting to industrialize as a nation. Now, the West hadn't quite been won yet, but the East certainly had. The river system was open. That was basically what is now today's interstate system. Railroads were being built or repaired or expanded, which meant that infrastructure was there to transport all of these goods. And so we really didn't need an income tax until about that time, the late 19th century. And it was because of tariffs. And what Trump is trying to bring back is not the tariffs of the late 20th century, but he's just trying to make sure that if a country's charging us a tariff on something, we should be charging them a tariff on something else. That's why he keeps using the word reciprocity. Okay, so if France is charging us a tariff on champagne that we import, Dom Perignon, I don't know about you. I don't drink champagne that often. And when I do, I usually drink, I don't drink Dom Perignon 1985, okay? I'm not forking over $200 for a bottle of champagne. Those who do are glad to do it. Fine. That's why I don't have a problem with tariffs. The people who are consuming the good will pay the tariff. Now, we have a bunch of Oklahoma companies that are complaining about the tariff war that's we're in with Canada. Well, that's because Canada is putting a tariff on aluminum. We stopped doing aluminum decades ago. Trump wants to bring it back. So we don't have to pay Canada for aluminum. Canada's tariffing their Bombardier private jets. I don't know about you, but I don't own a private jet. And I don't have plans to buy one. Oh, and even the companies like airline companies like American and Delta that do buy the Bombardiers for their commuter lines, they'll pay that if they really want a Bombardier jet. If they don't, they'll go to some other company and get that type of jet. Gulfstream, which is American made. Okay, so I mean, that to me is why tariffs are far more of a constitutional and fair tax than income tax and property tax. If you are contributing to the economy of the United States by working and buying goods, I don't think you should be taxed, or if so, minimally. But little by little, over the years, through economic downturn after economic downturn, the Congress has decided, oh, we need to raise a tax here, we need to raise a tax there. And as a result, we're paying what we're paying. I don't know how much you're paying. Lovely wife and I are somewhere around 30%. We don't have children to deduct. How fair is that? I don't think very fair, but if you have a lot of kids, I imagine you think that's fair. Okay. If and when I pay for the Matthews Mansion, why should I continue to have to pay a tax on it to the government?
Well, that's good for the schools, Lee. Don't you understand?
I don't have kids. I'm not utilizing the school system.
Yeah, but you don't understand how the social... Oh, there's that word again.
405-608-4377. I didn't get to this yesterday. If I did, it was late in the show, and you probably didn't get to hear it. We're starting to see more police checkpoints, how to handle a checkpoint if you come across one legally. And also, I've got an update on the legislative misconduct investigation going on against Danny Williams on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. One of the big stories on Wall Street is that Nike has fallen out of the S&P 100. It's still a member of the 500, but not the 100. And everybody's speculating as to why. I think it's because you can't buy a pair of Nikes for under $100 just about anymore. And if you do, they're crappy. That's what I think. But everybody else is starting to think it's because of their woke policies. Either way, it doesn't matter. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital is there to spot the trends. He's seen them before. And whether it is Nike or somebody else, he will make sure that whatever your nest egg contains and whatever your investments contain, they are making the most for you. And he only makes money when that happens. He's a fiduciary. Coming up on Saturday, why don't you catch his whole radio show from 10A to 1P. Right here on Freedom 96.9, it's the Bull and Bear Show. Michael will also have a chance to set up an appointment with you so you can get to know him and he you and what your personal needs are, and then set some retirement goals together. Even if that retirement goal is, I don't know when I'm going to retire. I just want to have a nice nest egg. That's where I am anyway. The Bull and Bear Show. Check it out this weekend and call Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, right in downtown Bethany on Route 66.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee, free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, we have some exciting news for you at Tractor Bob's. We are now the home of the free lifetime powertrain warranty. Yes, you heard that right. Free lifetime powertrain warranty on all new mower, tractor, and UTV purchases. Only at Tractor Bob's, the dealership that has your back. Come shop with us, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom 96.9 Accurate Weather Forecast is calling for cloudy skies tonight. 69 the low, what? We've been walking on the sun for about 40 days. Anyway, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, high 93. I hope we get a little more. I don't know if we will. I don't know how much you got. I got a tenth of an inch at the Matthews Mansion, and that was good enough for me. Our high of 93 tomorrow, dropping down to 73 for tomorrow night's low. Saturday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of morning rain, high of 93. And that'll be just in time for the 19th annual Ride to Remember, where I will broadcast live at the Fireman's Museum in the Entertainment District. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 96. It's 78 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. I talked about this yesterday because there was a traffic check over the Labor Day weekend in Norman that was conducted by the Norman Police in conjunction with the Cleveland County Sheriff's Department. They are checks for sobriety. They are constitutional. And the reason they're constitutional is it's the highway patrol and the police's job to keep our highways safe. You do not have a right to drive. Therefore, they can check to make sure you are abiding by the rules of the road. They cannot illegally check your car. What is in your car is your domicile, your property. They cannot get in there and do anything without probable cause or a warrant. Now, if you have naked teenage girls in there, that's probable cause. If they smell alcohol or marijuana, that's probable cause. If they see that your car matches the description of a car that was used in a crime, they can make you wait and they'll get a warrant and search the car. So, if you find yourself, now for me, if I come across I try to turn around and leave. If I come across a traffic stop, simply because it's none of their business what I'm doing when I'm doing it. But if you do, slow down, approach the roadblock safely, non-aggressively, and follow the officer's instructions. Keep your hands visible, 10 and 2 on the steering wheel is best so they can see what's going on. Crack your window, do not roll it all the way down. Do not give them an opportunity to see something that they might use as probable cause. Have all your documents ready, your license and insurance and registration, so that you don't have to make any sudden movements. Have the window open just enough to pass the paperwork and that you can speak to the officer. Let the officer do the talking. Give short responses, if at all. You do not have to respond to anything. You have a right to remain silent. Hand over the driver's license, registration, and insurance when requested. Exercise the right to remain silent. You don't have to answer any conversation. Don't start anything. Don't be conversational. Do not answer any questions about where you're going or where you've been, or if you've had anything to drink. If you have to say something, politely say, "I'm sorry, officer, I'm remaining silent," or "I don't answer questions." Standard physical sobriety tests are voluntary, and most states it can be respectfully declined. That's how you say it. I respectfully decline. Maybe on the advice of my lawyer, respectfully decline. Officers will need a warrant, probable cause, or your permission to search the vehicle. Clearly state you do not wish your vehicle to be searched. Now, you might say, "Well, Lee, if I don't have anything to hide, why do I have to hide?" You don't want them. Let's say your kid had a doobie and left part of it on the floorboard in the back seat and you didn't know about it. Probable cause. Let's say there was an empty beer can on the floorboard in the back from when you and your neighbor went bowling and they didn't finish their beer. Cha-ching, probable cause. Don't give them the opportunity to do it. But it is constitutional. Now, you know what used to frustrate the ever-living doggy doo-doo out of me? When I lived in some states where there was an inspection, they would use those stops to pop you for not inspecting your car. And it would be a $75 to $100 fine. And they would not have known that if they had not stopped you for probable drinking. That was unconstitutional. Because the fact that you hadn't had your car inspected had nothing to do with driving safely or obeying the rules of the road. Had nothing to do with it. That was above and beyond, and that was an entire different purview of the officer's rules. So that's why I'm glad I'm living in a state where there are no inspections. That was a tax on people who didn't need to pay a tax. Because if you had a car that wasn't going to run, and you had a car that was too bad or it wasn't going to run long, and you weren't going to cause a safety problem. The only safety problem would be to you. Anyway, Texas hadn't caught on to that, neither is Colorado, because they use it to pop you. Colorado, and they hold up a litmus paper to the exhaust to make sure you're not putting out too much CO2. It's nonsense. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Latest on the misconduct investigation and where that's going. And what do you think of the $5,000, it's being called a dividend, Trump dividend, on Freedom 96.9. Part of me really hates it when someone starts talking about their health maladies. Because it's like, oh, you've not seen anything yet. Let me tell you about my health malady. You call that a health malady? Let me tell you about my health malady. Okay, it's not important that you have health maladies because everybody does. What's important is that they are covered by either your insurance or by Medicare. And Medicare, most of all, is the one that you need to go with because you've paid for it all your life. Were you born in 1961? Bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts. Well, don't let them confuse you. Call my friends over at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group so they can walk you through the process. Now, the lovely wife and I, retirement's a good ways away from us, so is Medicare. But we've already decided we would like to schedule a lunch with Eunice Corey just so she can kind of prep us and we can expect what's coming in the next 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it may be. And they'll do that with you, too. But the number to call is 405-848-5790. Now, you need to call and get your appointment set up because they are going to fill up because the window to open and get all this going is about to open, and then it'll be open until around Christmas time, just before Christmas time, then it'll close for good. No, not for good, but it'll close tightly, and it'll be difficult to make any changes after that. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Don't worry about your maladies. They'll all be covered thanks to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
As Election Day approaches and Oklahoma makes its voice heard, make your voice heard here every day. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else.
Every weekday starting at 2 p.m. Government could stop spending, but they don't want to. Government could reduce taxes, but they don't want to. The government could cut your taxes by $9,000, and you could keep the $9,000, and then your whole family benefits because the government cut taxes and you got to pocket $9,000 extra.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, cloudy tonight, low 69, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, high 93, tomorrow night 73 the low, Saturday partly cloudy, 40% chance of morning rain, high of 93, Sunday partly cloudy, high of 96, 78 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What stole the show at the Republican midterm convention last night? It was Trump, and he was promising a $5,000, he called it, dividend, if Republicans won Congress and maintained control over that. He is trying to convince as many undecided independent voters to vote Republican. Other questions mounting about the Oklahoma State Representative Danny Williams. No, not the Danny Williams that used to sound like this doing morning radio, but Representative Danny Williams. Democrats are calling for more transparency, of course, and a closed-door investigative process that stretched more than 8 hours earlier today. Williams appeared before the Oklahoma House Rules Committee for a closed-door hearing, facing questions amid the separate investigations into the misconduct. There are two of them. Oklahoma Democrat Party Chair Aaron Brewer said the stories that she has heard have been creepy, quote-unquote. Well, of course they are. The rumors that she's heard. Oh, the rumors. You shouldn't say that it is creepy. You should say the rumors are making it sound creepy, and that he interacted with young women at the Capitol and the way he's been inappropriately touching them. Some of the things were left on their desk, even a cup of questionable fluid. Again, that's a rumor, and Brewer's a Democrat and is trying to get this guy thrown out. They also found what they called the misuse of state resources, and they've turned over more information to the Ethics Commission because they believe there's a financial impropriety. Williams is up for re-election in House District 28, facing Democrat Blake Cummings. No conclusion has been made yet, and the process is going to continue today. Oklahoma Ethics Commission meeting also scheduled and will go into executive session to discuss pending investigations, claims, or action. So I don't know what they mean by creepy, unless he was just using some overly flirtatious lines, you know? Like, hey, baby, are you a time traveler? Because I can see you in my future. Is your name Google? Because you have everything I've been searching for. Hey, baby, are you a parking ticket? Because you got fine written all over you. They say Disneyland's the happiest place on Earth. Well, baby, apparently no one has ever been standing next to you. Or, hey, baby, is your dad a boxing coach? Because you're knocking me out. No, more like, you're knocking me out there. Feel free to use some of those lines. See how far they get you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. More are taking advantage of Oklahoma's school choice tax credit this school year. Go figure. That coming up. Mark Reichley, as I've watched probably 100 times at this point, the one quote in the major that the juror keeps saying is radicalizing me in ways I didn't know were even possible. She said he had the hardest time getting off the fact that Lindsay viciously killed her children. I don't know where to go from there. I don't either, Matt, because that's the type of thing you're not supposed to get off of. Now, I know what she was leaning towards. She was leaning towards, well, he was not supposed to be fixated on that because that's not what they were supposed to be deciding. They were supposed to be deciding whether or not she knew what she was doing at that time. He thought she did. And I do, too. And the other male juror did, too, and allowed himself to be talked into it because he wanted to go home. That can be a powerful motivator. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is warning Iran against further activity at a key underground nuclear site. Trump says the U.S. is watching developments at Pickaxe Mountain near the damaged Natanz facility and could strike if Iran takes proactive action. Tehran has maintained its nuclear program is peaceful. 25 years after the September 11th attacks, a new poll finds 9/11 remains one of the most significant events in the lives of many Americans. About half of adults surveyed call it the most important historical event they've experienced. Artificial intelligence is facing new scrutiny from Washington after researchers warned some advanced systems could eventually become difficult for humans to control. Lawmakers from both parties are calling for stronger safeguards, while OpenAI is supporting mandatory national safety standards for powerful AI systems. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
A few years back, a severe wind and hailstorm tore through my neighborhood and ripped off half the shingles right off my roof. I figured my insurance company would do the right thing. I'd paid my premiums for years. I was wrong. They lowballed me. They delayed. They acted like the damage was somehow my fault. And I'm a lawyer. I do this for a living. If they'll fight me that hard, imagine what they'll do to a family who's never been through it. That's exactly why I do what I do. When the storm passes and the insurance company starts giving you the runaround, you do not have to face them alone. At McIntyre Law, we know their playbook because we've lived it too. Call us. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding. Call us at 405-777-7000. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City man faces multiple charges after police say he led officers on a brief pursuit while allegedly under the influence. Officers found Jose Marez asleep behind the wheel at a traffic light near I-240 in South May. Investigators reported finding marijuana products, suspected THC concentrates, and dozens of pre-rolled marijuana joints in the vehicle. He was arrested on charges including aggravated DUI, eluding police, and possession with intent to distribute. A blood test was also obtained as part of the investigation. Firefighters in northeast Oklahoma City quickly contained a grass fire Wednesday afternoon before it could reach nearby homes, with crews being called to the area of Kelly and Musgrave around noon to find the fire spreading through dry grass. No one was home at the time, and investigators believe an electrical spark near a power line may have started the blaze. Greater Mount Carmel Baptist Church in OKC has its air conditioning back after a local company stepped in to help. The church had been facing a more than $5,000 repair bill after thieves stole copper pipe from its AC unit, leaving members without cooling during the recent heat. Deacon Norris White says the church was cool and comfortable again in time for Sunday service. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
What a great day to be an American. Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band. And on Monday, enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to MajorEd.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
The charming story of a kind and loving relationship between two brothers. It'll warm your heart. As the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect humidity with partial sunshine and a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be clear, warm, and humid with a low of 73. Saturday will have some sun, then clouds with a stray thunderstorm. It will be hot and breezy in the morning with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the show of the Republican midterm convention last night and a $5,000 dividend? What do you think? What do you think of Representative Danny Williams and his misconduct investigation still ongoing? And Mark writes in Edmond, Lee, we're talking about what you need to do when you get into a traffic stop. What about digital registrations? Since everything is so digital these days, how are you going to show them your registration? Well, they may not even ask for your registration, but I would print up a copy anyway. Even if you registered your vehicle digitally, you should get a paper copy in the mail. I know I did. And I keep a copy of that in the vehicle. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. According to final numbers released this month by the Oklahoma Tax Commission, participation in the Oklahoma Parental Tax Choice Tax Credit continues to rise. Lower income and working class families represent the majority of the beneficiaries. When this first came out, those idiots over at Channel 4 did three or four stories where they tried to make it look like only the rich were benefiting from this program. And you know how they defined rich? People who made $75,000 as a family of four. The Oklahoma Parental Choice Tax Credit Program provide refundable tax credits of $5,000 to $7,500 per child in state income tax relief to cover the cost of private school tuition or homeschooling, if that's what you choose. The largest tax credit go to those with the lowest incomes. The families with incomes of less than $150,000 per year. And if you're talking about a family of four with two parents that work, that ain't a lot of money. Tax Commission said 42,000 students are using the tax credit in 2026-27. That's an increase of 6%. There were 22,000 in 25-26. Middle-class families with $150,000 or less, comprising 54% of the participating students. Families of students received 60.3% of all the school choice tax credit issued this year. School teachers say the program has helped many families all across the state. I know it has. School years combined, you're talking 7,300 students have been able to use the program to switch from a public school to a private school or to go to homeschooling. The total share using the program to shift the private schools is likely even higher because the state officials didn't track the switchers. Good. It's your money. If you don't like the school that it is supporting in the form of your tax money, you should be able to have a say in it. You should be able to vote with your tax money. I don't care what those idiots at Channel 4 were trying to say and trying to write. They were trying to make it look like more people who made above $150,000 a year were using the tax credit. You know what this tax credit is made for? It's made for everybody, not just middle class and not just the poor. But guess who's benefiting the most? Because the families that are more affluent can afford to send their kids. But you know what? I think they still deserve the tax credit if they're using it. I would if I had that tax credit coming my way. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Don't get too excited, OU. Winning in a shutout last weekend. And Dale writes, Lee, today I learned that weight loss drugs like Ozempic are fascist. A plot to genocide fat people. I learned so listening to your program, at least according to a bunch of mask-wearing socialists who are gathered in Chicago over the weekend. Yeah, I know all about that.
The political deployment of GLP-1s is fascistic, not because individuals take them, but because the conditions under which they become necessary are shaped by a world fixated on genociding fat people.
Apparently, so is fitness in general. How dare those evil capitalists body shame us into gyms? Hey, if the socialists want to get super fat and call it political resistance, I won't stop them. But think how insane a movement has to become to land on that as a strategy. They've been having bad ideas forever, but they've reached the point where there's nobody left with the guts or the brains to say, maybe telling people to stay sick on purpose is insanity. No, I think what was being said here, Dale, was the suggestion that if you're fat, you're unhealthy, and if you're unhealthy, you shouldn't deserve federal assistance or state assistance. I think that's what this guy was saying. So it was causing people to take Ozempic and people to exercise and have heart attacks as a result. So that's what he was trying to draw the conclusion, that it was weeding out black fat people. Now, don't sit here and tell me that you can be fat and happy. I know you can be. I've been fat and happy myself. You cannot be fat and healthy. That's like Democrat socialism. The more democracy you have, the less socialism you have. The more socialism you have, the less democracy you have. So those two words don't go together. And neither do fat and healthy. I'm sorry. If you choose to be fat, that's your choice. I don't have a problem with it. But if you're choosing to be fat so that you can then live off of the resources of the government, that's wrong. Dale goes on to say, instead, at the socialism conference, they should put on another mask and applaud. So, what's the point of the mask if getting healthy is serving capitalism? Wouldn't that make the masks fascists? That's an excellent point, Dale. I don't understand people who are still wearing masks. Healthy people who are still wearing masks. There's a guy who works at the supermarket where I get a lot of groceries, and he looks sickly. He always looks anemic. He's pale. His eyes are clear and not very. He doesn't have a lot of hair. So I'm thinking he's either a cancer survivor or he's going through some sort of cancer treatment. And he wears a mask. And I get that. His immunity's probably low. Dale, this guy was fat and trans. And black, and I didn't see any reason why he needed to be wearing a mask, especially as separated from the rest of the public as he was up on stage giving that idiotic speech of his. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I was talking early about Nike and how the stock price of Nike has fallen, and a lot of the speculation is coming from business experts who say Nike quit putting emphasis on the shoe customer and started putting emphasis on their board of directors. In other words, they started focusing on what their board of directors wanted them to do, and they neglected what made them great as a company. I know one company that hasn't happened to, and that's Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, no matter what the corporate guys have tried to get them to do or wanted them to do, because they are in El Reno, a small town, they've never lost that small town vibe. And they've never lost that emphasis on you, the customer, and what you want. What the MBAs are saying at the corporate level, be damned. Family-oriented business, and while others are succumbing to corporate policies that ignore the customer, not Frontier Auto Group. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Chevrolet, whatever it may be, whatever color it may be, whatever feature it may be, give them a call at 405-262-3355. They'll set up a one-on-one appointment with you and the vehicle you have in mind and deal with you. That way they can give you their undivided individual attention. See, that's how one-on-one they are. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. FrontierMotor.net, the Frontier Auto Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
MechRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. MechRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Come on, pit crew, we gotta get this car back on the track.
New tires on, boss. Should I grab the nitrous?
Forget the nitrous. Get the driver a cupcake from Okie Dokie Bakery.
Yes, sir.
This tastes fresh.
There's more where that came from, kid. Finish up the race and we'll have a half a dozen cookies waiting for you.
Got it.
Whoa, he's in first place.
He won.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit us at okiedokiebakery.com.
Now, where's my cookies?
What a great day to be an American. Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band. And on Monday, enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to majored.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
In November, the nation will make their voices heard at the ballot box. Every day, OKC makes their voices heard here on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast, calling for cloudy skies, a low of 69. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, high of 93. Tomorrow night, 73 for a low. Into Saturday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain, high of 93. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 96. 78 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Despite a huge win against the University of Texas, El Paso, this past Friday, Oklahoma Sooners actually dropped out of the top 10 of the AP College poll. Oh, you mean because you won 51-0 over the University of Texas, El Paso? You are upset you didn't go further in the poll? OU quarterback John Mateer finished the night 11-for-17 with 225 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 3 quarters of work. Sooners ended the night with a final score of 51-0 over UTEP, but now there's a controversy heading into the matchup with the University of Michigan. Michigan Wolverines defeated Western Michigan 13-12. That was a big controversial second half Hail Mary. Okay, OU, you played the University of Texas El Paso. I think my high school could have beat the University of Texas, El Paso. That's why you didn't go any further in the AP poll. That's why. If you had beat LSU, we'd be in a different light now, wouldn't we? Speaking of which, I need to look and see if the SEC, they were supposed to vote today to get rid of LSU. No, they weren't going to get, they were voting whether or not to kick LSU out of the SEC temporarily because of the violation, or they were trying to hire, they were trying to sign on 2 players that had been professional players, had played in the NFL briefly. And that's a no-no. If you're going to play for the NCAA, you've got to be an amateur. You've got to be a student. Now, am I surprised LSU is trying to manipulate that rule? No. Am I surprised that LSU is trying to, dare I say, cheat? No, not in the least. LSU gets most of their defensive line out of prison, as opposed to OU, who ends up sending them to prison. I've never been an LSU fan. Even when they won the national championship. And a guy I went to high school with is their athletic director, Verge Osbury. Great guy. Don't get me wrong. I've just not been a fan of LSU. LSU has been, all during my high school and college careers, LSU was like a mob boss. They didn't let anybody do anything else that LSU didn't approve. If you, as a university, wanted to increase your football team or maybe go from Division II to Division I, they somehow had to approve it. I don't know how, but they did. Now, why would a major university like LSU be threatened by a small regional university like the one I went to? I don't know. Except that they act like mob bosses. And I think that they need a little, they need to be knocked down a couple of notches.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night and beat his ass.
That's why I'm delighted to live in a state where the loyalties are generally divided. You have rabid OU fans. Oh, yeah, I know. But they're not as rabid as LSU. They're not as rabid as Tennessee. They're not as rabid as Alabama. Oh, my Lord. And then you have OSU fans. And then you have those who are fans of both. And I like to root on both teams, even though I'm not an alumni of either one of them. But yeah, OU's got a long way to go before they're going to be as rabid as LSU. Anyway, LSU is in trouble with the NCAA because of that NFL violation, and they ended up not signing on the two players, and then they went on and kicked Clemson's ass off the planet this past weekend. And so everybody was saying, well, why were you so hell-bent on hiring two NFL players if you just kicked Clemson, which used to be a formidable SEC team, you kicked their ass off the planet? So LSU the SEC was going to meet this more earlier today and decide whether or not to punish LSU in some form and even kick them out of the Southeastern Conference. Now, I don't think they will or did. I really don't think they did. That is a lot of advertising revenue. That's a lot of merchandising revenue. That's a lot of, you know, the Alabama wants to play LSU and LSU wants to play Alabama. Auburn, same thing. Tennessee, same thing. Georgia, same thing. They all want to take out LSU. They want the bragging rights. So I don't see the SEC doing that, but I'll try to find out and see what's going on. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, we lit up some Iranian tankers. No, I mean, we really did light them up. And then Iran turned around and tried to taunt us. Let me guess. You knock on my door, I do not open the door. And your thoughts. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Your home is your temple. Unfortunately, the insurance companies lately are treating it like a tent. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and Joe Biden may have bragged about building back better, but Scott McCollum of McRoof is here, and he is making sure that your home is fortified and that your temple remains a temple, not a tent. 405-877-7663. We've all been reading about all the insurance company mumbo jumbo and all the nonsense where they come to your house and say, oh, your roof was damaged by winds out of the west. We only cover winds out of the east. Scott McCollum will not only do a thorough inspection of your roof and any damage that is in and around the rest of the house, but they'll document it. And then they will make sure that the insurance company knows that not only are they going to repair it, but they're going to repair it and fortify it so that it'll be better able to handle what's coming down the pike. So even if your home is a tent, well, it will be a temple by the time that McRoof finishes with it. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. Give them a call, 877-7663, 405-877-7663, and preserve your temple. From McRoof, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma. And the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 crew cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. 70. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck with Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless. Required for financing and approved credit. Stock number C6762.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I would unleash the Mossad to do what they were doing early on. Go back to the assassination squads. They're trying to kill the president and his family. They're trying to get our European assets and our allies in Europe. We know the threats are everywhere. The Mossad knows exactly where these people are. Thankfully, they have Iranians who have, are willing to be double agents for them. I would like to go back to that.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate, the forecast, cloudy skies, low 69, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 93. Tomorrow night, 73, the low, into Saturday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain, high of 93. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 96. It's 78 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And I have a story that will absolutely, positively melt your hearts. I'm Lee Matthews. This is Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. They were two brothers. They loved each other. Nowhere did anybody see such a camaraderie, such a support system, such love as 19-year-old William Spencer and his 25-year-old brother Nicholas Spencer. They lived in Midwest City. One day, William playfully asked Nicholas if he wanted to play a video game. Just before the cellos were to fill the air with sadness, Nicholas agreed. It was a fun game. They enjoyed each other's company. They laughed. They drank soda. They ate potato chips. That's when William had an issue with something Nicholas had done. And according to police, it made William angry. So William did what any normal 19-year-old boy who had just lost a video game to his 25-year-old brother would do. He grabbed a kitchen knife and he stabbed Nicholas several times with it. Authorities say William then called 911 and told dispatchers that he had just stabbed his brother and he needed to help stop the bleeding. Didn't care if he died, he just needed to stop the bleeding because Mom was going to kill him if he stained the carpet. William Spencer's been charged with one count of first-degree murder and is being held on a $10 million bond. Oh, what a tale of brotherly love. 405-608-4377, 405-608-43. I've got a brother. I've been angry with him before, and it's been decades since I was angry with him. But when we were, I'm 4 years older than he is. So all our lives, you know, whenever I did something, he would, of course, want to do it, and I would have to be tolerant and show him how to do it. But he and I had wildly different interests growing up. So after a while, we just kind of went our separate ways. But we stay close. We probably talk about once every 6 months. So I'm sorry to hear that.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Tulsa police searching for a person responsible for shooting a 14-year-old boy in the chest. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Vice President J.D. Vance is promising more prosperity if Republicans win in November.
Speaking to Fox News Wednesday, Vance said President Trump is committed to protecting American workers.
And fundamentally, I think the American people, the argument we have to make to the American people is, do you want to go back to the failed policies, but with more crazy, or do you want to double down on what has allowed us to rebuild the United States of America over the past 18 months?
Vance went on saying Democrats are doubling down on the bad policies of the Biden administration. Vance is in Dallas, where he'll headline the second night of the Republican National Committee's midterm convention on Thursday. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is touting Chicago's summer reduction in violent crime. Perry Williams has more.
The mayor says last summer there was a shift in terms of homicides in the city.
Right, we had the fewest amount of homicides since 1965, and this summer we've been able to sustain the fewest amount of homicides since 1965.
CPD confirmed 122 murders between June and August compared to 129 during the same period in 2025. Johnson credits the drop in crime to the increased presence of community violence interrupters and their work with CPD.
The Los Angeles Police Department plans to increase patrols around Jewish houses of worship, schools, and cultural centers as the Jewish High Holy Days begin.
The LAPD says the added presence is aimed at helping the Jewish community gather together and worship safely. Rosh Hashanah begins Friday at sundown, marking the start of the Jewish New Year and a 10-day period of reflection leading to Yom Kippur on September 20th. The department put out a statement saying it's committed to protecting every Angeleno and ensuring safe and meaningful high holy days. Police are also asking the public to remain alert and report any suspicious activity or potential threats. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Tulsa continue searching for a person responsible for shooting a 14-year-old boy at the Sandy Park Apartments. Officers responded shortly after midnight Saturday to find the teen suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was hospitalized but is expected to survive. Witnesses reported hearing gunshots but have provided little information about the suspect. Police are asking anyone with information to contact Tulsa Crime Stoppers. State transportation officials say the Heartland Flyer will continue operating through 2027 after Texas approved funding for the route. The train serves roughly 80,000 passengers each year, and ODOT officials say securing funding beyond 2027 will remain a challenge, likely requiring action from the Oklahoma legislature. Officials, though, say they remain committed to keeping the service running. State businesses are beginning to assess the impact of new Canadian tariffs on U.S. goods, with a trade dispute following recent U.S. tariffs on Canadian products prompting Canada to respond with tariffs ranging from 15 to 50%. Economists are warning the effects could eventually reach consumers through increased costs for construction materials, ag products, and other goods. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
You won't believe the new strategy Lindsay Clancy's lawyer is taking to keep her not out of jail, out of state custody. Lee Matthews on The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect humidity with partial sunshine and a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be clear, warm, and humid with a low of 73. Saturday will have some sun, then clouds with a stray thunderstorm. It will be hot and breezy in the morning with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Built on faith, family, and freedom. This is your home for conservative talk in Oklahoma City. The new Freedom 96.9 delivers the stories that shape our nation and the local commentary that protects our community. Join the movement, make your voice heard, and stay connected to what matters most. Keep it set right here on the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, we know last night that the president stole the show at the Republican midterm convention with his statement about a $5,000 dividend if Republicans win the House and the Senate back in the midterm election. That will come in the form of a tax rebate, and it'll be paid for by the tariffs. But, of course, that hasn't stopped Democrats from making the accusation he's buying votes. And in many ways, he is. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. And you can also find me on Facebook and on X Profiles. I have got an update on the legislative misconduct investigation going on with Representative Danny Williams. It was an executive session today, but we don't know if there'll be anything more than just disciplinary action applied. Whether or not he'll be thrown out of office doesn't look likely. The SEC did not vote to get LSU out of the SEC today. I knew that wasn't going to happen. When it came time for it to come up for a vote, it was actually removed from the agenda. So I knew they weren't going to do that. I think that was an empty threat to just try to make LSU sweat a little bit. The SEC seems to think that LSU is not, the athletic department is not reining in the coach enough. Speaking of which, OU slipped in a recent college football poll. Then again, my high school could have won against University of Texas El Paso. So I don't understand what OU wants. Libby writes, Lee, I think your high school team could have beat Tulsa. And we see what happened with OSU. Poor OSU. Yeah. And I had the story of that loving, kind relationship between two brothers. One stabbed the other when he lost a video game. Charming family. Anything you want to add to that, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, just a few of the things that happened at work today while you were at work today. Hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee. It's Jerry from Meeker. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Jerry. Good to hear from you, sir.
As well. Thank you, my friend. First of all, I've got a PSA. To those people who are out there flicking their cigarettes out, please don't.
Don't.
Please do not flick your cigarettes out of the car while you're driving or anywhere for that matter.
Yeah.
Just don't.
By the way, number one, you shouldn't be smoking. Ever,
correct.
Ever, anywhere, ever, any place, ever, ever, ever. It's the worst possible thing you can do to your body. All right? So don't smoke. Number two, you definitely need to keep your butt in your car.
Yes.
Physically, figuratively, and literally.
And illustratively, yes.
Go
with that one. I mean, this is ridiculous. It sounds kind of in. I'm like, dude, we're in the middle of a huge drought, right?
I don't know. Maybe it was the rain.
That?
Maybe they thought, oh, it rained today. It won't be a problem. Yeah, it's still a big problem.
It's a huge problem. We have to get this taken care of. So on to different notes, I've heard that Trump has a very large war chest from donations. Is that correct?
$4.5 billion.
And is he using that or not using that?
He released it today, mainly to be used in vulnerable districts like Pennsylvania, Maine, and Michigan.
Is it too little, too late?
No.
Do you think?
No.
Okay.
No, those are districts where the polling right now is in the margin of error.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I know I'm going to ask you to pull your crystal ball. How do you think us Republicans are going to do in the midterm?
I think we're going to hang on to the House and we're going to hang on to the Senate.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to lose anything, because right now the battle, Jerry, is do you want communism or not?
Right. I don't either.
Now, there are little hot boiling cauldrons of liberalism in our country, like Detroit, like Chicago, that are saying, just try that communism. That's going to be New York. Let's see how that works out for us. But it is not.
Right.
It is not a national issue. It is not a national issue. No.
I'm praying that we're going to see the Whig Party again, like what they've done back in the day when the old Whig Party had to go out of business.
I'm more inclined to believe that the Democrat Party will form or will become the Independence Party.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Because so many more of them are either re-registering as independent, or they are disavowing themselves. They're remaining registered Democrats, but they're disavowing themselves of the Democrat platform of socialism.
And as well they should, because history does have a tendency to repeat itself, does it not?
It does, and I've been over and over it, and you probably heard me say it over and over again. The reason I am anti-communist, it is anti-freedom. It is anti-liberty. Our country was formed on freedom and liberty so that we can all pursue our own interests and become the best person we can be. We fundamentally believe mankind is flawed, and if some of the stories that I've read today don't attest to that, I don't know what does. So we must be given the liberty to improve ourselves. Socialism stifles that self-improvement.
Right. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem that we have is we have a generation that is grown up on the internet, and they're being fed all these lies. And then you tell them what actually happened. They're like, no, that's not true. And I'm like, well, it really happened. So.
No. And they also were told all you got to do is go to this school. All you got to do is get this degree, and the world will beat a path to your door. And you know what? Yeah. My parents told me the same thing. And my second hour of college, I realized I'm going to stuff that in a thimble and flush it down the toilet, because it is not true. It may have been true in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, but it is not true anymore. You have to be your motivation. You have to be the one to decide what you are going to do in this world to provide your fellow man a marketable product or service that they're willing to pay for. They're not going to come to you and ask you for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Unless you're born into it, which doesn't happen like that very often.
Even then. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, as always, it's great to talk to you, and I hope you have a good evening.
And I don't know if my predictions will come true, but I think that's more likely to happen. I'm seeing more Democrats identify as independents, and that, you know, and even, you know, my Jim Carville was saying, look, these socialists need to pick another name. They can't keep hijacking the Democrat name. So even he was admitting that they're hijacking the Democrat brand.
This is awesome. This is like an implosion that you don't see.
It is. It's a slow motion implosion. It really is.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. So anyway, you have a good day. Bye.
You too. Thanks a lot for the for listening in on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. That's what happened to the Whig Party, the so-called Whig Party. And do you know what made the Whig Party implode upon itself? And if you're an American history teacher or a political science teacher, I would be delighted for you to either debate with me or enlighten with me if I'm wrong on this. But I believe it was the westward expansion of the United States. The people were no longer seeing themselves as colonies of England. They were no longer seeing themselves as a product of England. They were seeing themselves as a product of their own destiny. They did not need to hang on to that old, stodgy British system of government. You started to see the Whig Party fall apart after the War of 1812, and that was why, in the War of 1812, not only had the United States declared its independence from Great Britain, but up until the War of 1812, the United States had not declared its economic independence from Great Britain. A good bit of the War of 1812 was the United States' desire to trade with Germany and Prussia and Russia and France and Spain, and that ate at the British. They hated that idea. They were still depending upon the United States for cotton and indigo and gunpowder and tobacco, and all of a sudden they had to start competing with France for that trade. And the War of 1812 was the result of that conflict. And when they lost that conflict, anything and everything that still hung on to that British heritage, the Whig Party being a product of that heritage, and that's about the time westward expansion started to explode. That's when we started seeing, okay, we got to do something else. We got to do something that's distinctly American. That's also a time when the slavery issue was really starting to boil. So we needed a conservative party that was anti-slavery. And voila, here came Republicanism. If I'm wrong, if I'm lying, I'm dying. And if I'm wrong, I'm a dog. And I'll love to debate the issues on that. I'm not a historian. All I know is what I read. 405-608-4377. Thank you for hanging on during my babbling there. What's your name?
Hello, Lee. It's Ray. Your
Hello, Ray.
Driver.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Oklahoma City. Hey, I only have one comment.
Okay.
In regards last night. I have to call BS on Trump's statement.
Okay.
He don't control the press.
There's the Bravo Sierra buzzer, okay? There you are.
I put it nicely. Come on, I'm a truck driver.
You did. Now, so what? Let's repeat it again. What do you think that he said that was Bravo Sierra?
He can't give us money.
No.
He don't have power of the purse.
No. First of all, he can't give us money because it's already our money.
Well, true.
It's already our money.
Secondly, he's got to go before Congress and the Senate and all that.
But do you realize what his promise was a code word for? His promise was a code word for you reelect the Republican House and the Republican Senate, and I can get that measure passed.
No, it ain't going to happen. You got too many wolves in your own pack.
Maybe so.
But
if he gives those wolves enough money to get reelected where they need to get reelected, and he says you're going to vote this way, or you're never going to see another day in politics, I think they'll vote the way he says they vote.
Well, this could be true.
He's got $4.6 billion that he's in charge of Republican National Committee money, and he gets to say where it goes. So
I'm not arguing that fact.
No.
I want to
back up for just a minute and say you're right. He does not have any power to give us our money because it's our money, and he doesn't have the power of the purse. The House does. So,
but anyway, hey, nice to hear you.
You too.
And I hope you had a great Labor Day.
I did, and I didn't go into labor, thankfully. You know, they say that men can do that these days, and I didn't. So
once again, hit the buzzer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that's for.
Hey, have a good day,
All
sir.
Right. Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. U.S. Central Command yesterday rejected claims that Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps struck two Navy destroyers operating in the Middle East. It's completely false. IRGC claimed that it attacked 10 ships, including two U.S. vessels and eight oil tankers, attempting to cross what it called the prohibited unsafe area of the Strait of Hormuz. No, it didn't happen. Sorry. The statement comes amid a renewed surge attack between U.S. and Iran forces. Iran has repeatedly attempted to target U.S. warships. What the United States did do was set several Iranian oil tankers, especially in and around Karg Island, on fire. These were being used as storage facilities so that Iran could hopefully at some point, they were hopeful, that they could sell the oil on the open market and somehow start to rebuild their defenses. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf issued a veiled threat earlier today to escalate military action against the United States, sarcastically offering Washington what he called a dose of forward guidance. You knock on our door. We are not coming out. Take that. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You knock on our door. We not open the door. What do you think? He also warned that Tehran is preparing to systematically run through its military arsenal and shared a meme featuring an economic chart mocking Washington's tactics. Here is your daily dose of forward guidance in case you don't hear it from our regime authorities, Ghalib said on an X post that he put. The arsenal they will exhaust and the exact order they will run through it. Like you know what comes next. You know what comes next. You know what comes next. Makes me cough talking like his voice. And what is it that comes next? Death. Wrong. If anybody's going to die, it's going to be you. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Let's see here. You won't believe the new strategy Lindsey Clancy's lawyer is taking to keep her out of state custody. That coming up on The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Tomorrow, the big 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, and we have our own remembrance on Firearms Friday with the Terrorist Takedown 2026. Have a look at it. Don't miss it. And don't miss the savings at H&H Shooting Sports, who brings you Firearms Friday each and every week. And this month, they're bringing you great savings with Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus 9mm Bundle. They love their bundles. And you will, too. Six total magazines, Mo Shots, Mo Better. Save your range bag. Everything on sale, $444.99. Beretta, the gun that everybody across the planet knows is one of the best when it comes to shotguns. The A300 Ultima 12-gauge shotgun, now just $849.99, just in time for hunting season. And you got to check out the great deals on the safe department, where you can take 15% off all Liberty Colonial Series safes. I've got one, and I've also got one of those electronic combination locks, because the manual locks are just a pain in the butt. H&H Shooting Sports, they're here to not be a pain in the butt. And Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Elections come in November, but your voice matters every single day. Stand up, tune in, and make yourself heard. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie. Advance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Come celebrate America's 250th birthday with us at Rustic Rebel Barn Sales this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. We have traveled through 8 states and over 3,400 miles and brought back items from Roy Rogers Estate Sale in Apple Valley, California, antique swords, and first edition books dating back to the 1700s. We will also have primitives, antique farm implements, and many other items. Vendors will include the Pottery Gals, Stitched by the Heart, Coca-Cola Collective, and a new vendor featuring reimagined clothing, woodworking, and more. Mount Zion will have concessions and a bake sale. Don't miss Rustic Rebel's Barn Sale this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. 4011 North Radio Road in El Reno.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your TGIF Friday morning, it's First Responder Friday. This week, one local firefighter died while battling a massive wildfire. We'll talk with his chief about the dangers of the job and the legacy he leaves behind. Plus, we'll cover all the news you may have missed overnight and deep dive into the stories that most affect you, your family, and your wallet. It all starts at 7 o'clock Friday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on the drive. Lydia writes, Lee, I don't know why men are getting so cranked up about dating in the modern era. There really is only three criteria. Make sure that she doesn't want to become a man. Make sure that she doesn't want to kill your children. And make sure she doesn't want to run off with another man. Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me. I was reading an article earlier today. Shailene Woodley, the actress, and what was his name? The football player that they were engaged. And the reason he broke off the engagement was she wanted a weekend where they could both go off and have one last hoorah before they got married. And he was like, no, we're not doing that. And I don't blame him. Are we going to get married or what? If you still want to go play the field, go play the field without me. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
This is Ryan from UConn. I just got in the car, so I don't know if you mentioned this, but I just wanted to, as much as I love Donald Trump and his policies, I really have a problem with spending $5,000 per adult citizen. And I wanted to know if that's how, if that's something you're in agreement with me about.
Well, allegedly it's going to be paid for by the tariffs because he says we've been bringing in so much money from the tariffs. Now, my question would be is if we're bringing in that much money, where the hell is it going?
Well, I know. So two things to that point. Number one, didn't the Supreme Court kind of make him backtrack that a while back?
They made him backtrack whether or not he was going to apply a tariff, but there are some tariffs that were still reciprocal and still in effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
The second thing is, and I agree with his tariff policy generally, I just did a Google AI, and of course it's limited on its knowledge, but it said that this would cost the federal government between $1.15 and $1.35 trillion.
Yeah.
I'd actually rather just not have a... That's going to be deficit spending. I'd rather, with the speed that we're burning through the debt, I'd rather just not spend that money. And besides that, Lee, it's just going to make inflation worse. When you have all this cash being dumped across the country, people are going to be running and buying vehicles, and the vehicle prices will go up, and it's really not going to accomplish anything, in my estimation.
Trump nor the Republicans won't care because they will have won. Now, does that sound like a Democrat strategy? Yes, it does. But that's how the Democrats have been able to maintain power. So I don't.
That's the only reason. I agree. The Democrats, if they couldn't hand out welfare, no one would vote for them.
But there's no doubt about it. We don't have a tax problem in this country. We have a spending problem. And maybe if there's less money for us to spend, we won't. Well, that's idiotic logic, because when has that ever happened? When has the Congress ever said, oh, I'll be damned, we don't have the money for this? When have they said that? They never have said that. They've always said, oh, we don't have the money. Well, let's just print some. Let's just move some decimals in the computer and it magically happens.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. If we did that, we would go to jail for fraud, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes, we would. And if we killed our children and claimed that it was because we were on drugs, we'd also go to jail. Funny how that works out, doesn't it? Yeah, Ryan. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you later. Thanks for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. A New Jersey attempt to bankrupt gun manufacturing has failed at the court level. I'll get into it and then explain it in a minute. Lindsey Clancy's lawyers trying a new strategy. We'll get into that.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump now says the Iran war could continue until after November's midterm elections. The conflict has already lasted 6 months, and the administration is preparing for continued military operations. Existing home sales fell 2% in August. That's the lowest level since June of last year. Market analyst Doug Flynn says persistent inflation is keeping monthly mortgage payments high, making homes harder to afford.
Mortgage rates are bumping back up to 7%. So this becomes an affordability issue, because you combine that with the high prices, and then buyers are just a little bit scared, I guess, to have that large monthly payment.
Flynn also says inflation could make future Fed rate hikes more likely.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 316 points, the S&P 500 fell 44 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 171 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Police in Tulsa continue searching for a person responsible for shooting a 14-year-old boy at the Sandy Park Apartments. Officers responded shortly after midnight Saturday to find the teen suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was hospitalized but is expected to survive. Witnesses reported hearing gunshots but have provided little information about the suspect. Police are asking anyone with information to contact Tulsa Crime Stoppers. State transportation officials say the Heartland Flyer will continue operating through 2027 after Texas approved funding for the route. The train serves roughly 80,000 passengers each year, and ODOT officials say securing funding beyond 2027 will remain a challenge, likely requiring action from the Oklahoma legislature. Officials, though, say they remain committed to keeping the service running. State businesses are beginning to assess the impact of new Canadian tariffs on U.S. goods, with a trade dispute following recent U.S. tariffs on Canadian products prompting Canada to respond with tariffs ranging from 15 to 50%. Economists are warning the effects could eventually reach consumers through increased costs for construction materials, ag products, and other goods. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee, free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit. John Vance Auto
Group. I may have mentioned my sister-in-law, when it came time for her to sign up for Medicare, she really, I mean, it completely slipped her mind because she was used to dealing with her own private insurance, and she thought, well, that's going to take care of me indefinitely. And when she declared retirement, she didn't realize she was uninsured for a while. Don't let that happen to you. Make sure that if you're eligible for Medicare, you're signed up and you're ready to go. How do you know you're eligible? Well, you're born in 1961, or you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts. That's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in. Now, they're not an outfit from out of state. They're not an outfit from out of the country. They're here. They've seen what Sooner Care and everything else can do, and they know what works and what doesn't work, and they know what to sign up for and what questions to ask, because the government's not going to help you with that. They don't care. Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are falling into savings and can't wait to see you at the Oklahoma State Fair September 17th through the 27th. The best deals and the biggest savings are happening all month long on all Bad Boy and Yanmar mowers, tractors, and UTVs. Beat the crowds and come shop with us now. Tractor Bob's, I-240 Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.
For the first time in 50 years, the United States has experienced negative immigration. What does that mean? Coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect humidity with partial sunshine and a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be clear, warm, and humid with a low of 73. Saturday will have some sun, then clouds with a stray thunderstorm. It will be hot and breezy in the morning with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation, what do you think of the $5,000 dividend promise from Trump? Any thoughts on the loving relationship between two brothers until one stabbed the other in the heart because he lost a video game? Yeah. And the misconduct investigation going on with Representative Danny Williams. I'm talking like this because that's my impersonation of Danny Williams, the radio guy. I don't know if you remember him from morning radio years ago, but he's no longer with us. But any time I hear Danny Williams, I think of Danny Williams. 405-608-4377. Kiwi is in O'Keene. Thank you for hanging on.
No worries, man. How you doing?
Good. Guns for everybody.
Indeed, indeed, and $5,000 checks. there's always going to be a string attached to that. So anyway, yeah. There you go. A couple of things. You started talking about the Whig Party, and if my history is somewhat accurate, didn't they splinter off and become the Republican Party?
Yes, many of the Whigs became Republican. But again, I think what was going on here was an Americanization. I really believe that the United States, in between that time of period, in between the American Revolution and the War of 1812, there was still a lot of dependence upon Great Britain with the 13 colonies because they weren't really trading with anybody. France was in rebellion. Spain was under treaties with Great Britain to not trade with anybody else, and so on and so forth. So it was after the War of 1812, I believe, that the United States finally had declared themselves, their merchant class had declared themselves free of British rule, because there was a lot of merchant vessels that were being captured by the British and just taken in as prizes. If they were trying to do business with France and Great Britain was at war with France, they would capture the American vessel and as a prize of war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, another thing I remember correctly, another major issue with the Whig Party is they weren't going to free the slaves.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of them started the Republican Party just to do that.
Yes. Well, they were also left over from Great Britain's initiative, because Great Britain rid slavery long before the United States did. But Great Britain didn't depend on agriculture as much as the United States did, because Great Britain was getting a lot of their agriculture from the United States.
And another thing, and I could be wrong on this, the Republican Party in Texas was formed by 113 black men. Is that correct?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me because, Texas was one of the late holdouts to slavery. It took the Union Army, after the surrender at Appomattox, it took the Union Army to sail into Galveston Bay and forcefully end slavery in Texas.
I might be wrong on that. That's what I recall. I remember hearing that.
No, that would make perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, another thing, I'm going to friend you on Facebook. I sent you a request because I'm heading to Louisiana here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to spend 9 days fishing and getting horribly drunk.
Well, that's a good place to do both.
I think I can combine them. I've got talent. I can do this. Anyway, figure out where to go. Where's some good little spots are to go. So anyway,
absolutely. Absolutely. I get it all the time. People wanting to know, out of the way places, where do the natives eat, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to get on a beach. I'm going to pitch a tent and, surf rod and drink a cold one.
Yeah.
Yep. Mate, hey, I appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Good to hear from you again. Kiwi and O'Keen on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive, an 18-month legal battle between a pro-Second Amendment direction Tuesday after a federal, it ended Tuesday after a federal appeals court ruled that New Jersey's scheme to threaten firearms manufacturers with bankruptcy was not legal. United States Court of Appeals in the Third Circuit denied New Jersey's effort to block a suit by the National Shooting Sports Foundation against a law allowing the state to sue gun stores and firearm manufacturers in an opinion released on Tuesday. The three-judge panel, consisting of two Trump appointees, one Clinton appointee, on senior status rules. New Jersey was trying to propose a rule that basically was a catch-22. Okay? If the association sued before the enforcement action against one of its members, it would be dismissed for lack of standing. So what they were trying to do is they were trying to make it legal for the law profession to sue a gun manufacturer for any accident or death that had ensued using one, let's say Winchester or Springfield, okay? Let's say a gun was used in a murder that was made by Winchester or Springfield, they would be able to sue Winchester or Springfield for wrongful death. Okay, that's like saying, I'm going to sue the Ford Motor Company because the drunk driver that killed my daughter was driving a Ford vehicle, okay? And that has long been since ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. Well, what New Jersey was trying to do was trying to make it look like if they sued before there was an enforcement action by the courts, it would then be allowed to go through. I knew, they knew, the court system knew, all the lawyers involved knew, and they all knew that we knew that this was never going to make it any further than where it just made it. And the reason was because the Supreme Court has already ruled on this. They were just trying to buy some time. They were just trying to see how far they could push it. So it was an exercise in, it was, as we say, an exercise in futility. Indeed, it was. Walter writes to L. Matthews at freedom969.com, Lee, the juror interviews that you were talking about and playing clips from yesterday were absolutely extraordinary. The jury members were actually admitting openly that they disregarded the law entirely for the sake of letting Clancy off the hook. There's no other way to read it. One juror said she originally wanted to vote guilty but changed her mind so that Lindsay could get the help that she needed. That's a clear violation of law. They were supposed to make a determination solely about guilt or innocence. They were not there to make sure anyone gets help. Another juror said she voted not guilty because the prosecution never produced character witnesses proving Clancy was a bad mother. The problem with that is, A, killing your children is a definition of evidence that you're a bad mother, and B, the prosecution would not have been allowed to call those kinds of witnesses. A witness solely testifying that Clancy was a bad mother would have been purely prejudicial. So this juror acquitted because the prosecution failed to provide evidence that they weren't allowed to provide and which would have been irrelevant anyway. Extraordinary. Walter goes on to say, the same juror even admitted that it was a fact that Clancy viciously killed her children. The word vicious literally means done maliciously and with intent. So if that's the fact, that they were obliged to vote guilty, but they didn't. Meanwhile, another juror swooned over the defense attorney's entertaining demeanor. And another one said that all of the facts of the case, everything, her words, proved that Clancy loved her children. Apparently strangling your children to death in this juror's mind doesn't at all call your love for them into question? Just a collection of mostly moral obtuse idiots ever assembled. Just truly amazing. Well, Walter, you're right, okay? You're right on all of everything that you cited. You're right. There is a faction that is looking at, okay, this woman was so tormentedly depressed that she decided she was such a bad mother that she was going to not only kill herself, but kill the children so they wouldn't have to deal with the memory of what a bad mother she was. So an argument was made that she was actually protecting the children from herself. Now, again, that is pretzel logic. If the woman was that out of whack that she thought, I'm going to kill my children so that they will be safe from me and that they won't have to deal with me killing myself for the rest of their lives, and you're trying to see that as anything other than what it is, an act of selfishness. I'm going to kill my children so nobody else can take care of my children. I'm going to kill my children because they can't mentally handle me killing myself without killing them. I mean, that is pretzel logic. And it wouldn't have stood up in any other court, I believe, other than the backwards pretzel logic court that seems to be the Massachusetts system of justice. Thank you, Walter. 405-608-4377. Eric writes, OMG, take a second to think about how the single male Lindsay Clancy juror had to go through this for 38 hours of deliberations. The jury floor person even got excited when she thought he was going to cave in. He didn't. They look, sound, and are just as condescending as we all suspected. Absolute freak legend. He held his ground against this. Yeah, Eric, you know why? Because I think this guy has a very well-grounded sense of right and wrong. This guy took his work on that jury seriously. This guy wasn't going to be intimidated by, the more I do this, the more we have to be locked in this boring room. The more I do this, the angrier this group of people get at me. None of that seemed to faze him. And that takes a lot of character. A lot of character. I think I'm pretty stoic. I don't know if I could have put up with that kind of thing. You know, with the lovely wife, I break down in a couple of hours. I don't know if I could have 11 or 9 women after me doing that. I don't know if I could handle 38 hours of 9 women yelling at me and screaming at me and telling me what a sexist pig dog I am. I don't know if they told him he was a sexist pig dog, but they probably did. By the looks of the 3 women that were willing to talk. Andy writes, Lee, it's not surprising tens of thousands of women are rallying for Lindsey Clancy and want her acquittal. But you need to understand liberalism for what it really is. Women on the left in general have a greater need for extreme validation of their inner feelings, thoughts, beliefs, and behavior. That need helps explain why COVID vaccine mandates. The mandate was not just a public health measure. It was a requirement that everyone else demonstrate the same empathy and risk management calculation. Those who refused the vaccine threatened the self-image of those who had already complied. That's why some were willing to cut off their own family members. Different behavior by others functioned as invalidation to the people who needed the validation the most. The same mechanism is operating in the Clancy case. Tens of thousands of mothers have experienced rage or homicidal thoughts toward their own children. Most never act, but what remains is guilt. Lindsey Clancy acted on these thoughts and killed her 3 children. Now tens of thousands of women are watching what was going on and in their heads play it out in real life. It's validation. They also want an acquittal because it'll clear their conscience of guilt and the guilt they feel. Here ends the lesson of the day. Andy, you may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. William Joel, 1979. I believe that feelings are more important than what makes sense. What makes sense and what sometimes is best for you is often unpleasant, and many people have a hard time dealing with that. I think Lindsey Clancy was one of them. I don't truly think she wanted to die, because if she did, as a nurse, she would have done a better job of doing it. Many people whose mothers have committed suicide, a lot of times the mother thinks this is the only way out. I'm doing this family a favor. I don't ever see that feeling in Lindsey Clancy. Curiously enough, a lot of the mothers that do that write a note basically saying, I'm sorry, children, everything's going to be okay now that I'm out of the way, or along those lines. There was no note from Lindsey Clancy. That's why I don't think she was legitimately trying to kill herself. I think she was trying to make it look like she was trying to kill herself after she killed her children. I think she was trying to make it look like a case of, I was so depressed, so down in the dumps, so at the very depths of despair that I wanted to leave this earth. So you jump out of a second story window? I think she was trying to make it look that she was at the depths of despair. I don't think she was. I think she was looking for an easy out. An easy out of her marriage, an easy out of her lifestyle. Now, that could have been produced or motivated by postpartum depression. I'll give her that much. but it still doesn't mean she was insane. And that is exactly what the prosecution's job was. Was this woman insane? I don't think she was. I think she was quite cunning. And if I may use a word of the day, sagacious. It means resourceful. I think she knew what the law was and how she could manipulate it. I think she knew that she needed to show that she had had as many medications as possible and had visited as many doctors as possible and had gone through as much as she had before she did it all. So she would have an out. Now, if you are that desperate to break free of whatever it is you feel is holding you back, why didn't she just leave? Well, therein lies the psychopathy. I think her ego wouldn't let her. I think on top of everything else, and most sociopaths are, egomaniacs. The ego of admitting that this is what you really want to do, she couldn't stomach. So she had to create this fantasy world. And in so doing, manipulate the very, very feeble and very, very goofy Massachusetts law system. That's what I think. Because she seemed to have gone to great pains to make it look like something that it wasn't. And it looks like 11 of those jurors bought the sales pitch. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Buying a car may have changed, and how we buy the car may have changed, but you know what hadn't changed? The one-on-one personal service we want and expect from the place that we are buying the car from. It's an expensive proposition, and we want our money and our opinions and our wants and needs to be respected. Now, a lot of places are not doing this because they're trying to automate everything and make it non-personal, which is great for them, not for you. Frontier Auto Group is not one of those places. They're still doing things one-on-one. In fact, they would prefer that you set aside some time so they can set aside some time. And instead of making it a spontaneous, I think I'll buy a car today thing, they would rather talk to you one-on-one and give you their individual attention. So that's why I'm giving you their phone number, 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group. They're here. They're still doing things the small town way, and they will also be there to check and service the car afterwards, whether it's a Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Chevrolet, or anything else. Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663. Don't miss the savings at H&H Shooting Sports this month. I'm Lee Matthews. The Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus 9mm bundle with six total mags and a Save Your Range bag is on sale for $444.99. The Beretta A300 Ultima 12-gauge shotgun, now just $849.99. And you've got to check out the great deals in the safe department, where you can take 15% off all Liberty Colonial Series safes. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
In this election season, when Oklahoma City wants real answers, real debate, and real truth, they listen to the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
The Republican ad war has begun. The Iranians are looking to respond to what we're doing to the Strait of Hormuz. It's a wild week in news, and I'm here to cover it for you live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. It's Eric Erickson here. Tune in weekdays 11 to 2. I'll cover the news, give you my opinion, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom all across Oklahoma.
John Adams famously said the Constitution was only written for a moral and religious people. It was wholly inadequate for the people of any other. The body politic of America was so Christian and was so Protestant that our form and structure of government was built for the people that believed in Christ our Lord.
1 year anniversary of the death of Charlie Kirk. God bless Charlie Kirk. And there he is explaining why the United States is a Christian nation. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Kevin Reddington, speaking of Lindsey Clancy, is laying out an aggressive multi-pronged strategy to keep Lindsey Clancy from facing another jury and ultimately from going to prison. He said he's going to argue later this month a retrial would violate Clancy's constitutional protection against double jeopardy because the mistrial was declared over the defense's objection. If that effort fails, he says, he hopes that the district attorney will reduce the charges to second-degree murder so Clancy could waive her right to a jury trial and throw herself onto the mercy of the judge, who might let her go.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.